Welcome back to Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists. This week, get ready for rain, or sun, or snow, or whatever else happens in the sky. We are talking to some of the most beloved weather people on this television world.
Today's forecast calls for interesting advice, insightful opinions, and a whole lot of predictions.
We gather a bunch of your favorite weather people to sit there, talk process, and get under what's above.
So sit back because the forecast is coming. Let's listen in.
Great. Maybe I should sit like this.
Yeah,
I feel like I should sit like this.
I mean, we're not used to sitting as
weather
people.
I'm a stander.
No.
I'm a stander for sure.
I'm never mic'd sitting.
It is really funny. But it's good
I'm
to see you guys.
I'm on my feet all day long.
I'm a little bit like, where's the green screen?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Where do I point to?
I'm a little bit like,
where do I look? But it's nice to see you guys outside the box. I thought you all were 18 inches tall.
That is rich.
Thanks.
Hi. Nice to meet you. But we know each other for a long time.
We know each other.
Nice to meet you, but nice to see you.
We've seen around these parts.
Sorry, I think for me, I just fall into, because, you know, around town, I'm always saying nice to meet you because people always recognize us.
Oh, me too, bud.
It's funny that everybody knows who you are, but you don't know who everybody is.
Exactly.
I learned this. My brother is a politician, and instead of saying nice to meet you, he says nice to see you. Because whether or not they've met you in the past, it's easy to say nice to see you.
Good. I love to say good. How are you?
It's neutral. It's a neutral territory.
That is genius, and I'm stealing that.
I'm
stealing that like a storm.
I'm calling the cops.
That's a dirty little secret we got. Don't be careful.
Hey, we should talk to. I mean, you guys probably know us from seeing us on
TV.
Yeah,
of course you do. I'll start. Good morning. My name is York Hale, and I am a weather guy.
Wow, you just called yourself the wrong thing immediately.
A weather guy. I've never heard of a weather guy.
I call myself a weather guy. It's York Hale. Good morning.
Well, York is casual, of course.
Yes.
And welcome back to the show. It's me, Seattle Cloud, on the weather. Today's forecast is looking for an I'm happy to be here. And we can see that progress throughout the week, how stoked I am to talk to you guys.
That's funny. Good morning, Boston. My name is Albuquerque Drizzle, and I am so excited to be here with you. I can see a really nice weekend, a really nice day of recording, and we're going to be rolling right through into having a good time.
Good morning, Vietnam. Just kidding. I do a lot of the international weather, though. My name is Memphis, a light to heavy rain. And I am so excited to be here to give you your 10-day forecast and talk to some of my other weathermen. Hey!
Now, Memphis, I gotta ask right off the gate, is that a stage name or were you born with that?
Would you believe it? I was born with it.
You were born with that name?
Let me tell you, because we grew up in the same town, mm-hmm. and I know your mom, Deborah Light, too, and I know your father, Derek Heavy Rain.
Yes.
And they married each other.
Feminist household for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely feminist. You can tell it's feminist because we share a last name. Yeah. It's a dead giveaway for
equality.
Feminism.
Equality.
It's hyphened. It's hyphened.
It's so, good to hyphenate for the ladies.
Yeah, so Light 2 Heavy Rain is a birth name. It kind of fell, you know, sometimes the weather chooses you. Sometimes you choose the weather. Sometimes the weather chooses you. And so me jumping into weathering is just a meteorology. It just felt right. Once I was born like that, Memphis, Light to Heavy Rain, it just fell right in my hand, right in my pocket. Are all yours real names, or what are you guys doing?
Albuquerque is not. My original name is Donald, but I went to school at the University of New Mexico, go Lobos. And I, of course, adopted it because I just love the culture there. I love the Mexican influences. I love the Native American influences.
I've been to your house. I love your house. Covered in Native American art.
Gotta see that house.
Yes, you really do.
Ethically sourced. Ethically sourced.
Great.
It's definitely ethically sourced, but somehow still feels unethical.
Somehow still feels a little off the way you're doing it.
And unethically bought.
Listen, the people I bought it from wanted me to buy it. You know,
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Absolutely.
Well, I could say that my birth name, Dirty Little Secret, this is a stage name, Seattle Cloud. My original name was Seattle Sunshine. And that wasn't quite as marketable for the weather. I got some feedback from the station.
Because So for you, sunshine just wasn't rainy enough for you.
No, it wasn't rainy because I'm sorry, as a weather people, and this is another dirty little secret, we are craving drama, right?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And as much as I love a hot day, there's no drama in sunshine.
Cat's out of the bag and it's lipping up, lapping up milk.
It's lapping, lipping, and I
didn't think we get to
milk.
Dirty secrets so quick, but here we are. Let me tell you something. A day that 76 doesn't sell.
It doesn't sell.
We will get process.
Oh, yeah. We're
coming
gonna
talk on cross. Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming soon, process and questions answered. I'm going to throw it over to you. Wait, you already introduced yourself.
No, it's okay. I was just going to explain, though, my name also is a stage name,
fun.
Believe it or not.
That's fun.
So I'm Yorkie Hale, but my full name is New York. New York.
Your name is New York. Parents were a Sinatra fan, I'm guessing.
They were. Mom, Dean Martin.
Oh, interesting.
What a dog.
Who?
Which one is
your
the dog?
Dean Martin or your dog? Or your mom?
You.
Okay.
Oh, we're a bunch of dogs here.
So, I'm sorry. Just to go back to it. Your mom's a Dean Martin fan, so she changed her last name to New York. And named your first name New York. I'm confused how last name New York got into the picture.
My real name is Paul Doodle. And
sorry, so what is New York, New York?
Let me explain.
You lied to us, my
friend. Hey, guys, you're at a Friday. Let's take it back to a Monday and I'll explain.
Oh, okay.
It's a Monday. Down work boys. Day is back.
Holy bud, are you drinking scotch?
Let's just say I drank it already.
So let me tell you the Monday of it, and then we'll get to the Tuesday, Thursday, great. Friday.
Skip Wednesday, as we always do.
Because I'll explain.
You guys know Skip Wednesday? He's over at ABC. Great guy.
Great guy. Terrible card player. Absolutely filthy at poker. That's a dirty little secret for you.
Cannot play Go Fish if it fucking hit him in his head.
Oh.
My name is Paul Doodle. My mother and my father, the second I was born, my nickname was New York, New York around the household because I only stopped crying when New York... New York, the song, it's covered by multiple people. It's covered by basically the whole rap act. So anytime, it wasn't the singer itself. It was really whoever was singing it.
I don't know if that matters.
So I'm explaining, that's basically my birth name is what I like to say, but my law birth by law name is...
You already forgot it, didn't you?
No, it's Paul Doodle.
Uh-oh, somebody needs a prompter.
Can I tell you, I'm looking for the prompter behind you guys, and I can't find it. Oh. I think I'm just not used to being off the cuff, no umbrella here.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, my name is Paul Doodle, then I grew up being called New York, New York, and now I'm York Hale.
Let's talk about being weather people, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's love it. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it all.
Let's get into it, of course. Let's get into it.
I cannot believe they're finally letting a bunch of weather people in the same
It's room. Dangerous. It's dangerous.
If we're here, who's watching the Doppler? You know what I mean?
Who is watching
Doppler 5000? Uh-oh. Who's captaining the ship? Yeah. There's no pilot. Come on now.
I mean, and people always wonder, you know, technically our layman's term is weather person, weather man, weather woman, but also the scientific term, what we went to school for, was meteorologist.
Meteorology. Isn't that funny? It has such a ring to it. It's Dr. Meteorology, you know? It feels very fancy, like I got my exactly. pinky up. I promise I'm just a regular guy.
I'm just a regular guy.
Did you guys study meteorology in college?
Meteorology, a.k.a. Latin for knowing how to read one type of radar. You know what I mean?
I couldn't wait
you
for you
are
to
bad.
That
you
it was
are
too
bad.
Good.
Raise your hand if you've heard me say that joke before.
I've heard you say it for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Well, okay.
Audio listeners, all the hands were raised.
Let's just say all the hands were raised. I got into meteorology when I was a little kid. I grew up in a really small town. And I became
And we grew up together.
And we grew up together. Yeah, well, you remember this. And,
yes, I
and
do.
We can get into this. I was the little kid known far and wide by farmers as the one to talk to about whether or not the rain's coming.
It was amazing. He had a sense for it. Yeah. Unlike anything I'd ever seen before. It was farmers would line up wherever you were at school.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I learned about it. And they'd go, what does the kid say? What does the kid say?
Yeah, I was just trying to live my life.
Poor kid.
I was just trying to watch H.R. Puffin stuff on the camera. I used to put all my favorite TV shows into a camera and watch it. Gotta just see. I wanted to see natively, like how it felt if
yeah,
I were to watch
that's
it. You know,
huge.
I wanted to watch it like I was watching it being shot. So I would put it in the.
That's amazing because that's also kind of what weathermen do. They're seeing exactly. a projection of themselves on the green screen.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
So
yeah,
I went. I went. You know, and it's hard because I think for me the instincts had to kind of fall away, and I had to focus on. The science of it all.
But I do love your special segment every time that you do your guess as to what's going to happen,
yeah.
your feeling.
I call it 3 years out. I do 3 years in advance of what the weather's going to look like.
And those things are starting to go viral.
Right. Well, so I started doing them
yes,
3 years
exactly.
ago, and now they're showing that I was correct in
yeah.
every single prediction.
We mm-hmm. call you the Simpsons of the weatherman world
yeah,
because,
exactly.
You know, yeah. you go viral every once in a while. You get it dead on.
Yeah, the Simpsons. S-U-N-S. Because of the weather.
Yes, exactly.
Incredible. Yeah, did you guys study meteorology?
Well, I got into it a little off the grid. I was a storm chaser by hobby. I had a camcorder
wow.
and I was running after tornadoes in the middle of the country.
Ooh, the weather person's football.
Of course. It's our Super Bowl. They said, oh, a Category 5 NATO is coming into Kansas. I better chase that thing. So I get in the car.
10-yard line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to get into the end zone. And so I would chase these storms, but the problem was I was, and not to toot my own horn, too handsome.
Locals
wouldn't follow evacuation orders because they were so distracted by my cheekbones and laugh lines that they couldn't focus on what they were supposed to do. They didn't go hide in their little tornado cubby holes. They
yeah.
were out trying to flirt with me, trying to get my damn number.
I heard a lot of people were lost that way. They would come, you'd be standing in front of the tornado going, get away, get away. They'd come out, try to talk to you, not hunker down or anything, fly right
yeah.
up into the tornado.
It's yeah. like moths to a flame. It was honestly so tragic. I mourn for them all the
yeah.
time.
Of course.
And that rests heavy on my conscience. But that was eventually how I spotted because my other, you know, my fellow storm chasers
yeah.
basically said, buddy, you got to get out of here.
Well, yeah. they called you the tornado siren, which not a siren that plays tornadoes, but a siren
oh.
in the Greek mythology term where you call someone to the rocks.
Where it's dangerous, where you
oh,
shouldn't
which
come
was an
to
awful
them.
Name because also very confusing.
Yeah.
You know,
it was
yeah.
very confusing
like,
because people say, follow, listen for the siren. And then they
yeah.
go, oh,
incredible.
Like pulled, like they couldn't.
That oh really did give a pulling sensation.
Oh,
certainly did.
No,
oh, man.
I mean you guys are a bunch of lookers. I can't imagine you with glasses on in meteorology school. Come on.
Well,
look.
Your cheekbones are so huge.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that at the studio you work at, you have a separate parking spot for your cheekbones.
I do, of course, and it's a little gag that started at the Christmas party, but I keep it on because I like it, and everybody likes it.
Let me guess. A cue card guy did that, huh?
A cue card guy did
they
that.
They love doing
I
that.
I love
and
me. It's
so
guys.
Sad what happened to cue card guys once teleprompters came around.
Well,
it's really sad.
Those, honestly, I felt bad for them, but also, I know they finally got a good day of rest.
Yeah.
Because
one time.
Cue cards for news is so much writing.
It's
and
so
they finally got to
especially
let those paper
news.
Cuts heal over, because it is a tough job.
They are writing so quickly when it's breaking
news. You think
news.
We're in early at 4 a.m. to get into hair and makeup? They're here at midnight writing on those boards that they got from Michaels.
We used to say you're only your news is only as breaking as your cue card guy is fast.
Yes, that's
exactly,
it. That's
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Did you go to school for meteorology?
I did. I kind of fell into it because my last name. But I found I started out as somewhat of an actor. I studied drama primarily. But one time I got chewed out by my professor a little too hard, so I switched to meteorology.
Mm.
It was
huge.
Yes, we were doing a Little Shop of Horrors, and he hated my version of it. So, yeah.
Oh, what was your take? What went wrong?
I tried to do Seymour as a little bit more rascally and dangerous and gritty, if you will. So,
what ways was he gritty?
Oh, you know, well, give me a couple lines from Seymour.
Audrey, I got you this leather jacket.
Oh, Audrey, I got you this leather jacket.
Whoa,
whoa.
It's like he's in the room with us and
feels
I'm geez. Freaking out.
I
felt some
right
humidity
in
that one.
So sorry, I popped right into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
yeah.
Do you ever want to go back to acting? Does that ever,
you know,
you ever get the bug?
There's sometimes I do check my actor's access to see if any auditions.
Good for you, bud.
Good for you.
Hey, good
for
you, bud.
Good for you. And
thank you.
So you'd go back if asked.
I go back and back. I'm waiting for
submitted.
I'm waiting for a submission or a breakdown to come through at my actor's access.
Gotcha, Chief.
So if you're listening and you want to reach me, I am.
Find this guy's actor's access.
Find my
hey,
actor's
Hollywood,
access.
Hey, Hollywood, find this guy's actor's access.
Hey, guys, get this guy's actor's access and put
the
a leash on.
The funny thing about my actor's access is that is actually what I use my stage name, which is Memphis Doane.
Memphis Doane, like D-O-M-E or D-O-N-E, but pronounced different than Dunn.
Those are the two choices.
Well, shoot. I'm realizing it is Dunn.
Memphis Dunn. Memphis Dunn.
That's probably why auditions aren't coming
Well, shoot.
Well, shoot. It's so tough
I
when you realize something.
See it and pronounce it Doane. But you spelling it out like that.
Well,
really
shoot.
Well, shoot.
That's what we call a missed forecast, and that it happens to the best of us.
Absolutely.
I am done.
Let's talk about a missed forecast. Nothing worse.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than predicting rain and getting a bunch of mail writing in saying it's not raining at all today.
You know, it's tough because I think as a weatherman, as a meteorologist, people actively want you to be wrong so they can have something to be mad about.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, if you did something wrong, you are literally the reason why somebody can't have a quinceañera. You're the reason why somebody can't have their baseball game. You know what
I mean? If you're predicting sun and it rains on somebody's wedding day, they're not saying it's ironic. They're saying I'm going to fucking kill you.
Right. But here's the thing, guys. This hasn't been this hasn't been what's been happening in our industry for that long. It's only since the Twitters started that they can find me and tell me, you made me cancel my wedding. Because before, in the 90s, I would report this stuff and it would go to dead ears on MySpace.
Exactly. No. Well, it's like, you
in
know,
the
they
90s,
would, and
on
it, was,
MySpace.
It was mail, of course. Yeah. They would send you in. And they would be pissed off about a day, but because of the speed of mail, you don't even know what day they're talking about. No. So it rolls off the cheek a little easier.
Yes.
And now it's pretty immediate.
And your cheek is so steep.
And it takes a long time to roll off this thing, let me tell you.
And this is what I miss about physical mail. You can burn mail. You can't burn your computer.
Oh, and you can't burn a Twitter tweet.
No, you can't. You can't burn
a
Twitter
tweet. They stay on, and I've learned hard lessons about responding.
Yeah.
I'm sure, have you guys ever responded to it?
I always use the emoji with the two hands up like this and the clouds.
Shrug. Well, it used to be. Twitter used to be more like texting, where you got to talk to everybody who talks to you. But I was recently told by the station, hey, buddy, you don't got to talk to everybody like that.
Mm-hmm. I hold office hours. I let people come in for 1 hour a week and tell me how they feel. I don't receive anything else. And I usually...
In person?
Yeah. So I'm in Boston, and we our studio is behind a big glass wall that you can watch us record when we're recording on Good Day Boston, right by the State House. And it's fun because they'll come over and I'll just sit there and I'll listen to them for an hour and they can scream at me, but it's through glass.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want. And sometimes I act like I'm listening and sometimes I act like I'm not, but I never can hear them.
We could not do that in New York. We could never do that in New York.
What's funny is actually they do that on the Today Show every single day.
No, we could never do that in upstate New York.
Okay.
Oh, not
in
upstate. They
New
don't
York,
have glass that strong up there.
Yeah. I had a
What's
huge...
the Today Show? No, I'm not doing
that. Oh, you don't know? Okay, you're not doing
that. That's a classic weather person.
That's a funny
gag. Well, we all know Al. We all have run-ins with Al.
Oh,
Al's kind of like the Andy Dick of the weather world.
Oh,
he is problematic.
He's the Andy Dick of the weather world.
And by Andy Dick, we mean drunk and really, really problematic.
And hitting on my... We mean drunk and hitting on my real-life friend. That's what we mean by...
And that's a personal anecdote from all of us.
We've all had that.
We That's love Al, but in a way that we want Andy Dick, where you never go near him.
Oh, but I love Al, and Al created some of the Ten Commandments, I'd say, of our industry.
Absolutely. Some of the Ten.
Some of the Ten. Before Al, it was only four or five.
We could talk about the Ten Commandments
Should
of being
we?
A weatherman.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't something that we let the public in on, but one of the commandments, this is the first one I learned, number six, is a smile saves lives, but a frown makes it rain.
Yeah.
A huge commandment there.
That's huge. Number one is...
A proverb, if you will.
Yeah.
Sort of a rhyme more than an order.
1 through 5 are thou shalt, and then 6 through 10 are kind of proverbs.
They're sort
it's
of...
Al's move.
Sort
it's
of
Al's
musings, Al's yeah.
Yeah, guess which one's Al did. Did he the thou shalt, or did he do
Depends
the other
Depends on what he was drinking that
exactly.
day.
Exactly. That man is a problem. I'm sorry, darling. And by that, I mean colleague. Listen, I would say my favorite commandment is thou shalt point to where you're talking about.
Yes. See, yeah, that one thou sounds shalt. Way more like a commandment.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's the other ones, which is be kind and rewind.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's eight. And that came out right at that movie came out.
Yeah.
We learned a lot from Weather People. We learned a lot from Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah, we love fantastic. That Michelle Gondry film.
Yes. Number two, of course, is thou shalt never say 100% anything. We can never, ever guarantee 100% something's going to happen because bad things can happen if you do 100%.
Yeah, there's totally. And there's another saying, which is there's 100% chance it's going to bite you in the ass if you say 100%.
So that's 9A. So 9 is actually connected to 2.
We should tell you the tiers. There's 1 through 10, and then there's A, B, C, D.
This is why you go to school, folks.
Yeah. Go to school for it.
Because every weatherman wants to put their own little spin on it. So the commandments is, and we got a Google Doc full of these.
Yeah, it's on a Google Doc, so it's always changing. It's like when the weathermen founded it, they wanted to make sure it's like the Constitution, a living document.
Exactly.
So they put it on Google Docs so it could always be edited. All you have to do is request access.
Ain't that true? That is the only living, truly living document we have.
It's truly great.
Editable
it's truly
community
great.
Google Doc.
And let me tell you, Commandments 8 through 10 were added when women started becoming weather people.
Yes.
Right.
That's why number 3 is women can be weather people.
Yes.
Huge, huge one.
Yeah.
It kind of broke weather men in half when that came around. They didn't know what was happening. They didn't know how to handle it.
You guys remember what happened to Florida?
Florida Sun? Florida Sun?
No, I thought you were talking about the weather woman. Florida. Yes,
well, both are good. Both are good.
No. Yeah, it was Florida. I was mixing her up with her sister we used to date.
Well, Florida. You might know her by her nickname, Florida, because it's Florida.
Florida. Yes, of course. Florida. Why did I...
Florida.
Now, why in the hell did I bring this up?
You're talking about Florida.
Something about women become weathermen.
You know, I don't have the faintest idea where I was going with this.
We're talking about women in the industry because we love
them.
Yes,
women in the industry.
Well, the hard thing was when...
But she was talking.
Well, I'm talking now. I'm talking now.
Oh, I remember what it was. I remember what it was, and it was related to a thing you said that we kind of zipped by, which was that that weather men were having a tough time with it. But Florida. Yes.
Well, now it's Florida. If you say that after.
No,
it's Florida.
Don't say no.
Parenthesis.
Okay, boys, down boys.
Parenthesis.
When she got on the scene in Memphis, she split 4 weathermen in half.
Yeah,
she
they
did.
Literally fell apart in the scenes. Yeah.
Can't believe we
and
didn't almost talk
that
about
all
that.
Worth it?
Yeah, no, it was.
Thank God,
she literally killed multiple weathermen.
Well, what's my favorite thing to do after a forecast? And go, and now wasn't that worth it?
Absolutely.
And they cut it out. They always cut it out. But I love to say it.
I did want to talk about if we could. Jump storms for a second.
Okay.
A new front's coming in. It's a new topic.
Fantastic.
And the topic
moving to a different county.
Yeah, moving to a different county. Let's move on over here to, I want to talk about banter with the anchors.
Oh.
That is something that
I was hoping you'd bring this up.
Yeah.
Get a little off the cuff.
Well, let's talk about it because on the job, you got to learn this. They don't teach you this in college, but what you're prepared for when you get in for the first weathercast, you talk about exactly what the weather is, and then they cut back, and you're way far away in the studio from the anchors, and you talk for what it feels like 500 years about absolutely nothing with the anchors.
And sometimes, you know, the producers, they're in your ear, and they say, we got to stall, because the news, you know, you hit these points, but at a certain point, sometimes it doesn't work out, the timing. And so we sometimes have to go on and on and on and on. And I remember talking about different scenarios in which rain could happen for years.
Absolutely.
There was once 23 minutes I went on a banter run of, well, I hope you brought your umbrella to the beach if you're going to the beach. And then, you know, Herb at the desk would go, well, I hope you brought your umbrella if you went hiking. And then he'd throw it right on back to me. I'd go, I hope you brought your umbrella if you were on a trail.
27 minutes
keep
of
going,
umbrella.
Hear the whole
thing. That's good, yeah.
Well, yeah. Then I throw it back to Herb, and he says, I hope you brought your umbrella if you're going shopping at Target. And then I say, well, that you don't need
sense.
or you're inside. And then he goes, well, I bet not the way I do it. And then we sort of went on a run on that for a few minutes. Then
sounds
we
like
went back
argument.
To umbrellas.
And you're forgetting.
Let's run more of an argument at the
you're
end.
You're forgetting what Leslie Wilkins, who was the female anchor at the time,
right,
she
yes.
kept saying, boys.
Yeah, she would say, boys, boys. There's interesting. John Oliver did this hilarious supercut of me and
John,
her going
John.
Back together. Their digital team is ruthless with the news footage. Yeah. They are always, have you guys gotten on Last Week Tonight or any of those?
I've been on a lot of them.
And Now This.
Well, John Oliver sends people to, we hire people as PAs who end up being Last Week Tonight writers. And they're rats.
No, they're thinking of clippable moments all day long.
Yeah,
And you don't know, we're on autopilot sometimes. Yeah. We're
totally.
Just talking, and they all they see is clips.
I actually have a surprise for you guys. I got together with the producers of this podcast, and I got examples of banter from all of our broadcasts.
Unbelievable.
No way.
I know.
What? Oh my God! Are you gonna play them behind my screen? Oh, I don't have a green screen.
Yeah,
of course not.
We're just gonna play them on the screens over there.
But we can't point at it.
Oh, we can point at it if you want. You're just gonna have to point that way.
Oh, damn!
Can you point forward?
No. I'm to the right or the left.
You want to try pointing forward just once? Try that way. Can I?
So for the listener at home,
may I push?
Yeah, please push, please. Oh! This is like physical therapy.
You better hit the chiropractor after this.
I'm just not used to putting my body that way. Here I am facing you.
Sure.
Or facing the left.
Sure.
Anyway, let's play those clips.
So what is this clip exactly?
I'm a little crazy.
So this is clips of our banter, right?
This is your clip. It's the anchors talking. Here's what it is. It's you finishing the broadcast
just
and then
us.
The anchors talking a little bit before the end.
Of course,
the news
my
report.
Legendary. Yes, I got
this
it.
This was it. So here's yours. Let's play yours, buddy.
Let's play yours.
And that's the 10-day forecast. I've been Memphis, light to heavy rain. Thank you guys so much.
Wow. Looks like I'm probably going to have to cancel my kid's birthday party this weekend.
Looks like we will not be able to do the bouncy house.
That's funny.
Well, I wouldn't count it too much. It's only 30%.
Oh, okay.
Maybe let the guests know.
Maybe a little bouncing in the rain.
Oh, Memphis. You love to bounce, don't you?
I love to bounce on that cock. I mean...
Oh, what a rough one.
Whoa, that was a rough one. That was a rough one.
I want to know. Before anyone talks, I want to know what bouncing on a cock is to you. What is bouncing on a cock? Is that jacking it off?
I think it's anal sex, my
friend.
Well,
my mind didn't even go there, my friend. I assumed vaginal, my bad.
Oh, my God.
So we don't really need to talk about the nitty-gritty details. I was fumbling.
Bouncing on the
car?
I guess so.
No, this is very out of character for me. I will say, I got to wash my damn mouth out with soap.
Yeah,
so I was trying to do a light banter, completely blew it. And they didn't, unfortunately, they couldn't edit it out. So I got in a lot of trouble, but luckily, I think that was one of my worst ones, unless you guys
That's
had another
one. That's got to be the worst one, I would hope.
That's the only one we have.
Oh, you have another one?
No, that's not.
No,
okay.
You
want
to do more.
No, I don't need to do more.
I think we got York's next.
Okay, yeah, let's play it.
Oh, if it's anything based off of what I've been doing on this couch, I'm worried.
All right, so I think it's...
Are you wasted? What is going... Are you drinking like Dean Martin or something?
Well, if you want to know, no one asked me if I went to meteorology school because I didn't. Because I'm the hag at the table.
The
You're
hag?
The hag at the table.
The hag?
The hack. Look it up. It's on
the
Tuesdays.
Hack.
Okay, play my clip.
All right. And I'm going to play it, and it starts with you talking and goes into the anchors. Go ahead. Just the end of the end of your forecast.
Thank you for really walking me through.
And I'll see you later. I'm Yorkie Hale. Good night.
Wow, some great weather coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited. I might get my towel out for the beach.
It sounds like a great day for towels.
This mic is fucking off, right? Yeah. this mic off?
Nope.
Oh, God, do I feel like a hag?
Yorkie.
Like a fucking...
Yorkie, you're still on.
Yorkie,
the camera's on
you're
you.
You're still on.
Yorkie.
Boy, are they both fucking really winging it today.
John, I think I'm sure looking forward to the sunshine.
I'm really looking forward to the sunshine.
Turn this mic off. Turn this fucking
Yorkie,
mic off.
You're still
so you
on.
Know, this Yorkie, you know it's on. You're saying turn this mic off.
So now you know. So...
I hate that clip. I can't believe you found that one.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
That was the first thing that came up when I Googled your name.
I say it. I'm a hag in the wind.
You keep saying it with a G instead of a CK. That's why we're confused, my friend.
Very different things, hag and hack. Just fundamentally different.
What can I say? I sleep in the snow.
What made you feel so much like a hag after that broadcast?
Oh, you ever sweat so much you feel like a hag?
No. I don't think so.
You ever up there with the bright lights? They got all these. And you're sweating
like a
hag.
Sweat connotates a whole hag.
Or you feel sometimes like you're talking so much your mouth is so dry you're a fucking hag.
You know, my friend, I've never thought that way. I also think hag is quite gendered, and I would say, you know, we're all 65-year-old men, give or take,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, but I felt like a hag.
Now, my friend, I think you're getting a bit off mic. We might get into trouble. Don't want you getting on John Oliver again.
Oh,
come
no,
on.
You're right. I
well,
got to get off.
You should quiet your mouth because we've got your clip.
Yeah, you
on.
Should
oh,
talk
okay.
first. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little nervous for what this is going
to
be.
So, again, just to.
Heads up, it's going
to
start with
you
and the weather forecast.
Heads up, I'm going to talk first. Okay.
You're going to talk first?
The beginning of your clip is the end of your forecast. Just
okay, great. So, somebody play that clip. Okay.
All right, play.
And we can expect San Jose to get the brunt of the storm with a 65% chance of rain. Moving on up into Sacramento, we will see that 70% chance, but should clear up by midday to 5 p.m. Back to you, Cheryl.
Wow, just in time for the Golden State Warriors game. That'll be great.
Oh, that'll be awesome. What do you?
Yeah, baby.
Do you guys have plans for
that? Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see you tonight.
At that Warriors game,
baby.
We are looking forward to a win for the Bay Area.
We're going to be going. Yeah, we're excited for Steph Curry's going to be back tonight.
Was I on?
What?
Was I on?
Yeah, we were talking to you.
Yeah, you're still on.
No, you're playing a prank on me. Yeah, baby.
No, we
yeah,
are
baby,
on air.
I can't wait to see you tonight. I can't wait to see you tonight.
I can't wait to see Steph Curry
I can't
in
wait
those
to see
shorts
you tonight.
I can't wait to watch basketball.
Yeah, baby.
Me too.
Yeah, you're going to wear that little dress.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
And right. We will.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my. The breaking news. There has been a shooting at the mall.
Well, I hope it doesn't rain. That was actually the worst part of the clip. That is
the worst part. That's the part
they actually clipped.
We could have just played that part. We didn't have to play the other part.
No, that was the worst part of the clip. It's interesting. It's a double whammy because I really thought the first part was bad.
It's not a double whammy. It's the worst thing to say.
The beginning felt like you were doing voice to text. But you added inflection for the text, and the end is just definitely the worst thing to say about it.
God, everyone was saying, there have been so many ungodful shootings that are so disgusting,
it's
and
awful.
No one has ever said anything more insensitive
yes.
about the shooting.
My friends, I'm not proud. My friends, I'm not proud. And thank God I have these cheekbones. Otherwise, I would not have skated out of that thing alive. You know, it's funny. Speaking of insensitive, they actually played that on America's Funniest Home Videos, which I feel like is tonally incorrect.
And it's also, did you make a mistake or were you hoping it wouldn't rain?
Well, I genuinely was hoping it wouldn't rain. I thought, what could be the worst thing that would happen to those people after that happened?
Well, I think what's hard, too, is you're the weather person, right?
All you can kind of talk
so
about
you
is
you can discuss it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'm not supposed to talk about hoping. I'm supposed to talk about knowing.
About facts or not?
It's not my proudest moment, gentlemen. It's not my proudest moment.
You'd be the only one that really knows if it's gonna rain.
You just inner monologuing saying you hope it doesn't rain. It's not helpful for anyone in this situation.
Well, my friends, I'm nothing if not honest, and sometimes it's gotten me into trouble.
Hey, listen, I love that you're honest. You're honest, and I'm a hag.
We have a clip of me. Of course, I'm not going to throw you guys under the bus without shoving myself on the fourth wheel.
Okay, so
when we start this clip.
Just so you know, it's going to start with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much.
All right. And let me see your laptop over here.
All right,
and
let's press play.
And
it looks like it's going to be beautiful in the Back Bay this weekend. And we're going to have a gorgeous, gorgeous day for a lot of fun in the sun. Maybe head out to the Commons, get on the swamp boat, and have a good time.
Ugh, I am so looking forward to a gorgeous day. It's about time.
It's about time after the rain we've had, huh?
I'm really excited. I didn't like the rain.
No, it was...
I know I'm a weatherman, and I'm supposed to like all the weather, but I don't like the rain.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to like the rain.
I don't like the rain.
Uh-oh, hot take over here.
Yeah, no, it's okay. What are you guys up to this weekend? Anything fun?
I think I'm going to go take the kids and the wife out. Go swamp boating.
Oh, that's nice. What's happening to you?
I have to go.
What was that?
What was that?
I just got a call from my doctor.
What's going on?
Turns out my farts are ripping. My farts are so acidic they're hurting my butthole. Turns out my farts are poisonous to my butthole.
Okay,
my butthole's deteriorating.
I think the sun is going to be quite welcome after the
weekend. Turns out my farts are killing my own butthole.
It's going to be great.
Oh my God, my farts are killing my butthole. My farts are killing
my butthole.
Oh,
Frank, you've been laying off the nachos lately, having too many snacks?
Don't you talk about what I eat.
Oh.
It's not about what I eat, it's what comes out. Farts are killing my butthole. Farts are killing my butthole.
This just in, breaking news. One of the towers, of the Twin Towers, has fallen.
I hope it doesn't rain.
Hey! Anyways. Oh, let me tell you. I love
the parallels.
That.
It's such a mistake to make.
I've done it too. I brought it because I saw yours and I said, I've done it too.
Sort of a gut reaction.
Yeah. And it turns out it was just kind of, it was the nachos.
Yeah.
It turns out your butthole wasn't being killed.
I guess farts can't kill anything.
That's an important lesson to learn. I guess farts can't.
But I will say that clip, that is like our to play us out of the Weathermans.
Absolutely.
Play us out, you know.
Yeah, well, I hated that the Double Rainbow guys made Farts Are Killing My Butthole into a song. I didn't like that.
Absolutely.
You know, that time was tough. And also, they dug that footage up from so long ago. I mean,
I know.
2001, that was a...
Come on.
You'd think it'd be buried.
And Rosie O'Donnell did that, like, dance on top of that audio.
Yeah, she did the Farts Are Killing My Butthole audio.
Audio dance.
Yeah.
Crazy that Rosie O'Donnell did that dance.
What? I'm just saying. Sorry if a hag's on the mic.
No.
No, we're not calling you a hag.
Sorry about that.
Sir, we're not calling you a hag.
I'm just being a super big hag in
sir,
the wind.
Sir, we're not calling you a hag.
Sir, New York, New York, you're not a hag.
Guys, what is your favorite forecast to report on?
Oh man.
Your dream forecast.
You know, we talked about this a little earlier. You said tornadoes are like the Super Bowl, right? But
right.
For weather people, every sort of weather phenomena is its own event. So tornadoes are like the Super Bowl. Hurricanes are a little bit like the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah,
they're just giving those things
out.
Can we talk about it?
They're giving them out.
Can we talk about it? They're saying every little storm pattern with a swirly thingy is a hurricane.
And can I tell you, part of me thinks ever since we got really good TVs in the homes, really good image on the TVs, that they just want to do those tornadoes to show how good
the
quality
TVs
the TVs
in the homes.
And let's
it's
talk about it too.
And let's be honest, the graphics team is having too much fun.
They're just boys.
When it comes to other weather phenomena, floods are the streamies.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Which we forget. And then every once in a while it's like, wait, what? Oh, a flood.
Yeah. Well, floods are the streamies because they only ever happen after. You never can predict a flood happening.
Yeah.
You know?
And so when
the streamies are over, you kind of go, what the hell was all of that?
And why did everyone care? Well,
who
those
was this
people
host?
Cared about it before it began? Oh, should I be caring about that?
Absolutely.
That's always a flood. Should I be caring about that? And that's the streamies.
Yeah.
I'd call overcast clouds the Golden Globes because they are a corrupt and evil weather pattern.
Yeah. Overcast is corrupt.
Don't hack up your food now.
I'm sorry. I ate a bunch of sandwiches beforehand.
A bunch?
Oh, that's a weatherman's breakfast. A bunch of sandwiches.
Like a banana bunch of sandwiches?
Yeah, oh, God. Get them on a banana bunch. It's...
You ever heard that old...
You've never gotten a banana bunch from Mendocino Farms?
I love a banana bunch.
It's really creative. They do a bunch of 4-inch sandwiches on a banana bunch. It's really creative what they're doing
kind
nowadays.
Kind of genius, actually.
Do you ever hear that old adage? What's in a weatherman's lunchbox? A bunch of sandwiches and a cloud.
Well, that's actually commandment number 7. Yeah. What's in a bunch of what's in a weatherman's lunchbox? A bunch of sandwiches. Big ellipses there.
It's interesting because we have proverbs and we have thou shalt, and then we have sort of observational comedy. Did you ever hear the one about?
Wow. Well, can I ask you guys a personal question? What do you think is the hardest day that you've had on doing the weather? One day I can jump in.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys remember this. I was supposed to be giving the weather, and I said it looks pretty good. Besides Toronto, so stay indoors and have a good time. I thought it said Toronto. It said tornado. Mm-hmm. And the tornado ripped through the town, and
I hate when the Doppler says pretty good except tornado. Yeah.
It's the worst. I wish they clarified that on that. Yeah. When they kind of do this bit where it's pretty good except a tornado.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
always good. Read it as Toronto.
It's a mistake. Yeah. Mistakes suck. I mean,
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you think about how mistakes suck.
Mistakes.
Go ahead.
Do you? It sounds like you don't.
No, did you mess up?
I'm sorry. I'm being a hack.
You're not being a hack. Let's hear it. I want to hear your mistake.
It's okay. Thank you. You know, I hate when we mess up. It sucks. It sucks so much. But actually, it was a little prank by my team. It was my birthday, and they replaced the what do you call it? The when I read the words off of the thing.
Teleprompter.
They replaced the teleprompter with a karaoke machine.
Oh,
and
no.
I was reading the lyrics to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You like it was a forecast.
Oh, that's really tough.
It was. I didn't hear it.
I actually brought that tape too. Let's throw it.
Oh, no. And today we have I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need here at the tip.
Yeah, and that's the whole clip.
It was the clip. It was crazy. It was
you
like your graphics didn't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. It was humiliating.
I can't believe they spelled the letters out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how the karaoke machines do it. But what's your mistake that sucks? Or your day that sucks?
Well, I had a really rough day, and this was young in my career. I unfortunately accepted payola from a local sled company to say
you
that it was going to snow.
You don't so want to do.
They wanted
we're
me.
We're getting into the real interview
and
now.
I was in bad. I was going through some really terrible, terrible stuff. I was going through a divorce at the time, and not only that, but was just really not feeling good about myself. I had low self-esteem.
Cloudy.
So someone said, "Hey, we're a sled company. We'll give you $50,000 if you help us sell sleds this weekend." Yeah. It was June in Albuquerque, and I said, "Crazy, crazy snowstorm coming! Hurry, hurry, hurry!" If you live by a hill, you need a big sled.
You sure those weren't lyrics, too?
Hurry, I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
Okay, good. No.
Yeah. Okay, those aren't lyrics.
Those aren't lyrics. No.
Okay, good.
That's
no.
Good.
I heard.
Okay, good. No.
I heard about this.
That was rough. And I got tarred and feathered in the town square.
You did?
They did. Yeah. A more modern version, which was hot glue and
milk.
They put hot glue and milk on me in the
town. God,
it's crazy that the milk sticks to the super glue.
It's crazy.
They don't tell you that.
I heard
at the behind the super glue box.
Well, it's just something that doesn't come up a lot.
No,
but they should tell you.
We're asking them a lot to put on the box. There's already
tell me milk sticks to the glue.
So is that going on the milk box or the glue box?
Both. Both.
Well, I can tell you about a mistake I made. This was back in the 90s, and I was, you know, I was getting my start in San Jose. I was doing the weather, and everything was going pretty well. I had a pretty established reputation then, and my brother was going through a hard time, and he lost his job. You know, he ended a relationship. He was in a tough spot, and so I thought, you know what? What if I throw him a bone? What if I do the forecast with him? And so I brought my brother to work, and the station wasn't happy with me.
Not
they
the same
said,
as grabbing a beer with your brother who's down. You know
no,
what I mean?
No.
It's like bringing him to work.
And to be honest, I don't drink too much, so I don't really know how to relate to him in another way. And so it's difficult. And so I grabbed him. I said, "Come on down to the station." "No, Ronnie, come down to the station." And so he got on TV, and he absolutely did not know what to do. He threw up, and it was they had to.
He brought that gun out, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he threw up, and then the worst part was that he brought the gun out.
You burying the lead every time.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm full of surprises.
Up. And the worst, yeah. Oof.
And so I had to buy the station manager quite a few drinks to make up for it. And
at least you did that.
That is, you know, I don't want to get political here, but that's one of my biggest things about changing the gun laws. We need to, I don't care about background checks. I need to know, are you going to get weird with this gun after you throw up?
That's exactly. Really all you
are
need
you gonna
to know.
Pull it out as sort of an instinctual response, yeah. Of like, because oh shit, I threw up.
Yeah. That's it. Felt down. I remember this clip. It did feel like he pulled it out of embarrassment. He pulled it out of embarrassment.
Throw up. You know what I mean? And we have to be careful who has access to a gun after barf.
Ah, I threw up. Move.
It's fight or flight kicks in after you
throw up. And I knew it wasn't loaded. He wasn't that kind of guy. It's just sort of a thing he carries around and feels safe.
Of course. But you know what? Yeah. You were talking about the newscasters, right? And we are the weather people. And I think, listen, it's towards the end of the interview, and I think we should get real for a minute. We're talking about gun laws and restrictions.
Everything I've said is basically what I say in press releases.
100%.
Let's get real now.
You can find all what we said on the internet, right? Yeah. But let's get real, because I want to say those newscasters, the contracts are different.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you don't know that. The contracts are different, okay?
This just in, the contracts are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, we can do their job.
We could do their job.
This
and
just
sorry.
In, pay the weathermen the same.
Okay.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, because we get paid way more.
Oh, right.
The contracts are different in that we get paid more.
We get paid so much more, but we have a much bigger morality clause.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because
our morality clause is huge.
We get paid more, but we get to do less.
The contracts are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we basically have to have the sexuality of apple juice, essentially. Yeah, we got to keep it all
drinkable.
But for kids.
But put it in...
What does that even mean?
So we, you know, and you sign these things because you want a job, of course.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's quite limiting.
It's the sexuality that if a kid sees you on screen, they have a crush on you, you know?
Exactly. It's so you don't upset the kids.
This means
no gyrating at the bar or anything. No doing anything too freaky.
Oh, guys, I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, what does it say?
This is crazy. There's a sandstorm hitting Cincinnati.
No way.
No way.
Who told you that on the phone?
I don't know. My phone doesn't save any numbers.
How do you work with that thing?
That's so, the phone you're using?
I don't update my phone. My wife always wants me to. I like Snake. I like playing Snake.
There's a sandstorm in Cincinnati.
Sandstorm Cincinnati. So how
that
would you
never
guys,
happens.
I know. So we got to get
should we,
to cover
we should report it.
No, I mean, should
let's
we?
Report we didn't even start about global warming, how much it's fucked with our jobs.
We should talk about
let's
that.
Let's get into the...
I hate it, but I love it because it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we can sum it up.
Listen,
we can sum it up.
I hate it, but also
hate
it keeps
I love
me
it.
Awake at work.
Hate it, love it, keeps me in a job.
Don't give guns to people who barf.
Yeah.
That about sums it up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's report this.
Okay, let's do
let's
it.
Report this. This is so funny. I've never done this in a team before. Yeah.
Okay,
That's
let's
awesome.
Do it.
We'll just
let's
bounce
see
around.
Four mics.
Bounce
around. One report.
Well, we got some sand coming to Cincinnati this weekend. I'm going to throw it over to my buddy York.
Yeah. It looks like it is coming in. It is coming in to the... Is my fucking mic on? Is my mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
I'm passing it on to my buddy over there. Memphis, is my mic on?
Well, yeah, your mic is on. We have a sandstorm in Cincinnati. There is sand coming from the south, the east, and the west. So, if you're in Cincinnati, I'm going to throw it over to my friend Sarah.
Seattle.
I'm going to throw it over to my friend Seattle to do what you need to do in this sandstorm.
Well, thanks, Memphis. And it's Seattle Cloud checking in for the weather. That sand is blowing all the way from Palm Springs into Cincinnati. And we are getting duck and cover, folks. And do not run to me. I know I'm on your TV screen. I know I pull you in like a magnet. Don't do that. You're going to want to run inside.
Did I go yet? I don't know. I'm drunk.
So, yeah, that's...
Did I report it?
This was just a trial run, and I can't believe it happened again to you. My friend,
does it
happen
every broadcast for you?
Look, I didn't want to say it. I thought you were being low on yourself. You are such a hack.
This has been Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists. Answer the question. Now that's why they call it showbiz. Good night.
Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists is an improvised Hollywood roundtable podcast created, performed, and produced by Kylie Brakeman, Jeremy Colhane, Angela Giratana, and Patrick McDonald. Music is by Gabriel Ponton. The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone who works on it, not even the performers, because this is an improvised podcast and we're stupid. Full video versions of AOAOAOA are available on YouTube, so please like and subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Good night, Hollywood.